Maharishi's Teachings and Modern Scientific Thought by K.K. Nambiar. Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi has taught us that eternal happiness is one's real nature, and the best way for realizing it is for the self to be itself. In other words, one has just to be, abiding as the self, which is pure consciousness, is the greatest happiness, perfect and permanent. Any other form of so-called happiness obtained from external sources is illusory and evanescent. It might go the way it came. So, the pursuit of the self by the continuous quest, "Who am I?" is the safest and surest way to dispel ignorance and remain as the self. I have once approached Bhagavan and asked him about the different locations suggested for concentration in various Shrutis. Example, between the eyebrows, tip of the nose, heart center, Muladhara, etc. Bhagavan, who was reclining on the couch, got down and took out a copy of Sri Ramana Gita from the rotating shelf nearby and opened it right on the page containing the sloka. If the heart be located in Anahata Chakra, how does the practice of yoga begin in Muladharas? In Yoga Sastra, Anahata Chakra is the fourth center and Muladhara is the first and lowest of the six centers in the spinal cord. It looked like a miracle when the book opened on the right page, but such experiences are common to devotees of Sri Bhagavan. He added in Malayalam, "Why should one, desirous of coming to Thiruvannamalai, first go to Kashi, Banaras or Rameshwaram and then come here? Why not go straight to Thiruvannamalai instead of the long detour?" I felt a great sense of remorse when Sri Bhagavan had to point out this sloka from Sri Ramana Gita to me, though I had with me a sacred treasure, a volume of Sri Ramana Gita in Malayalam, in Sri Bhagavan's own handwriting, given to me with his blessings. I had not closely studied it or tried to put into practice the instructions contained therein. Footnote 1. This whole episode dealing with my dream in 1936, in which Sri Bhagavan asked me for a notebook to write a Malayalam translation of Sri Ramana Gita, has been fully dealt with in an article contributed by me in the Golden Jubilee Souvenir, published by Sri Ramanashramam. It was subsequently incorporated into the author's book of reminiscences titled The Guiding Presence, Maha Narayana Anuvakam, at the end of Purusha Suktam, underlines the above instructions. The Hridayam, the heart, which is the place of meditation, resembles an inverted lotus bud, a span below the throat and above the navel. So, the continuous quest, "Who am I?" guided by the grace of Sri Bhagavan, who is always with us, will lead one to the heart center, the seat of consciousness, which is neither within nor without, all pervading and eternal. This supreme awareness is all that is, and abiding therein is the ultimate goal. Let us now have a look at recent developments in scientific knowledge. At one time, the world around us was supposed to consist of matter made of molecules and atoms. Physicists chased them further and broke them down to nucleus, electrons, quanta, waves, particles, and fields. Einstein said that the universe of our experience consists of matter and energy in a space-time continuum. he established the famous equation E is equal to mc2, where c is a constant representing the velocity of light. Matter and energy became interchangeable. Max Planck, famous for his quantum theory, added a further dimension to this, stating that it is consciousness that is fundamental and that matter is a derivative of consciousness. As a corollary, even space and time are only concepts of our consciousness. Thus, scientists are veering around to the conclusion that since every object is a sum of its qualities and these qualities are perceived by us, the whole objective universe of matter and energy, atoms and the stars does not exist except as a construction of consciousness. Yoga Vasishtha says, all things that exist everywhere are experienced by us. There is nothing here, anywhere, which has not been experienced by us. Bhagavan has told us that the world as such is not real. It is real as Brahman or consciousness. The world we see and experience with our senses is a product of the mind. The mind is a part of the ego, which rises from pure consciousness, which is the same as reality. One has to realize that and just be. Sourced from Ramana Smriti,